I'm Ryan Warner, and you're back with Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. Walk into Pyro City Fireworks in North Denver, and you can buy anything you like. Sparklers, smoke bombs, just don't use them. Governor John Hickenlooper, citing the high fire danger, last week enacted a statewide ban on open burning.
We want everybody in the state to be very conscious that they've got to be extra careful.
This ban excludes camp stoves and campfires in established rings, and the fireworks folks just don't think that's right. After all, they say, the Hewlett fire near Fort Collins in May started because of a camp stove. Now, the governor says he'll lift the ban on fireworks once we get some good rains. Again, he's still allowing the sale of fireworks, but Ryan Wallace at Pyro City says even so, business has fallen off a cliff.
This year, we're expecting a 85% drop in sales. Hopefully, you know, more like 75%. We'll be lucky if we'll do 50%.
And that's directly a result of the ban. In other words, you woke up one day, heard that there was the executive order, and it was like that?
Yes, sir. As of 2:45 on Thursday, we saw our sales basically dry up.
So once word of this got out, people just stopped coming into the store?
More or less. I mean, there's still plenty of people that are going to stock up on fireworks for birthdays or weddings or holidays later in the summer when hopefully the weather gets better. But yeah, basically, as soon as the governor made his announcement, you know, our sales immediately decreased. And we basically put our hiring on hold at that point.
Tell me about that.
Well, because we're such a seasonal business, you know, we normally hire anywhere between 30 and 50 people just for our store for the weeks leading up to the 4th of July. And if we're expecting as much as a 75 or 85% drop in sales, that becomes basically impossible. We decrease our hiring as a result, according to where we've seen this ban take effect in other parts of the country for similar reasons. Florida, for example, some parts of Louisiana have done this. So if sales are going to decrease by 75 to 85%, then we're going to have to trim our expenses accordingly.
I'll say that you're part of a chain, really, that's all over the country. Over the years, I imagine, though, that the business knows this is a possibility, that a state can ban fireworks.
It's always a possibility. We have a state law that says that each county can use competent evidence of high fire danger to put in their own fire restrictions. So there's local control here in Colorado, but we've done our importing and purchasing more than a year in advance. So we've had inventory coming in since November, preparing for the 4th of July every year. Some of my customers, they don't prepare quite as far in advance. But this year, the governor putting a ban on personal use and also at the same time exempting campfires and camp stoves, that came as a complete shock to us.
You also sell to other fireworks stores or stands, right?
Yes, sir.
And tell me about the impacts of this on them.
A lot of my customers that run their own independent fireworks businesses, they are mom-and-pop operations, families. I've got a pair of brothers up in Fort Collins, a dad and his sons, another family down in Douglas County, and a lot of them are out of business. You know, this is a portion of their livelihood, or for some of them, it's most of their livelihood. They prepare all year for this, and when the national conversation is all about job creation, this is what job creation looks like. Permissible fireworks in Colorado are safe, and we're glad they're still legal for purchase, but again, we can't understand the governor's ruling because the current wildfires were not started with fireworks.
Well, the current ones might not have been, but the idea of people lighting things on fire near dry stuff.
Well, that's an important difference, because when people celebrate with permissible fireworks here in Colorado, they do it in their driveway and in their street, mostly here in the Front Range. Obviously, shooting fireworks up in the mountains is dangerous, and they're not allowed there even without the governor's order. But here along the Front Range and other parts of Colorado, permissible fireworks are safe. They haven't been responsible for a wildfire in the past that anybody can point us to. We ask our fire departments all the time.
And let's be clear that Colorado, in any case, does not allow certain kinds of fireworks, right, for personal use, ones, I think, that leave the ground.
Correct. Aerial fireworks, stick rockets, Roman candles, illegal for use anywhere in Colorado, so we call them out-of-state fireworks.
Right.
So the permissible fireworks, fountains, sparklers, they all stay on the ground. They stay within a contained area, and they're very safe.
Now, you talk about even the kind you sell being banned in mountain counties. Tell me about that.
There are certain parts of the state, and again, we have a state law that works pretty well. The Four Corners area, for example, I do have a customer down there that every year tries to get her license and her permits to sell fireworks, and every year the drought conditions prevent her from selling, and those counties can make their own restrictions, and they do so. And other parts of the state, including this year, are in some pretty good shape, and those counties can allow for the sale of fireworks and should be allowed to make their own decision on the use, but the governor's taken that decision into his own hands, despite the fact that we have a state law for exactly this situation.
When customers come in the store, will you be telling them about the governor's order?
Yes, we will. We encourage our customers to celebrate safely and responsibly, and right now that means we need to wait until the fire ban is lifted for people to celebrate with their fireworks.
And you'll tell them that?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in this business, Ryan?
I've been in the business 10 years, mostly here in Denver.
And you guys sell fireworks year-round?
Yes, sir. We do open our doors, and we are open year-round. There's lots of times where we just sit here by ourselves for weeks on end. People come in and buy sparklers for weddings or birthdays. And then most of us here in my company, we go down to Texas or Louisiana because that's for New Year's. Everybody down there celebrates for New Year's more than they do the 4th of July in the South.
Ryan, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan Wallace works at Pyro City in North Denver. We checked with Jeff Yonke, head of the Colorado State Forest Service. He says he can't recall a significant wildfire ignited by fireworks, but he strongly supports the statewide open fire ban.
We were trying to eliminate those higher risk opportunities for, you know, a burning ember or a flame or some source of heat to end up in a bed of fuels.
Now, in some parts of the state, restrictions are tightening further. Larimer County, where the High Park fire is burning, has banned the sale of fireworks. And all types of campfires are out in the White River National Forest in northern Colorado and on many BLM lands on the western slope. I'm Ryan Warner with producer Zachary Barr and Andrea Dukakis. That's Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.